again.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a half-assed version of
Armbar?
You said half-assed, so.
But we had a pay-per-view, and I'm still your champ. Still the champ. Longest reigning. What? I almost said what culture. We're not what culture.
Yeah, don't say that.
I'm tired. I'm so tired.
Apparently, you're more tired than I am.
Longest reigning Clash of the Nerds champ. That's probably off frame. All right, get out of here, bro. I'm not wearing it anymore. All right, so we had. What was the pay per view?
Extreme Rules.
Extreme Rules. Wasn't very extreme. A lot of dodgy officiating, too, for Extreme Rules. Like in an I Quit match, the ref was counting countouts, which doesn't make any goddamn sense when the only way to win the match is to make the opponent tap. Yeah. Also, what the hell was the ref doing in the Dean Ambrose match trying to stop Dean Ambrose from getting disqualified? Let him get disqualified. It's not your job as a ref. You just fucking DQ his ass.
Yes.
Though that did kick off the night, and that was the most entertaining match, I would say. Well, except for the Fatal 5-Way. That was more entertaining than I expected it to be. But I did love when The Miz was like, slap me.
That was great.
And the ref's like, no, I know what you're doing.
Get out!
Because that's actually how I thought the match was going to end long before the match even started. I was like, Maurice is going to like do something to The Miz, and Dean will get disqualified. It'll be bullshit, but that's pretty good. But I'll tell you one thing, though. When Dean got pushed into the ref, and the ref's like, oh, you did it. When the fuck has that ever happened, when a ref is getting knocked down from behind, where he's like, oh, I know what you did?
Yeah, that was just dumb. That was really dumb.
Dodgy officiating.
Yeah, exactly.
And once again, Jeff Hardy leaves the cage first and comes back in to fuck his team
Jeff,
over.
Matt, stop doing cage matches.
Cool
stat, you tear about them.
They won the belts on April 2nd, lost them on June, whatever day that was, 4. And the last time they held the tag team titles, they won it on April 2nd and lost it on June, whatever the fuck day the pay-per-view was.
Yeah, I thought that was a very interesting
stat. And ESPN's
stat
the one who reported that.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it Coach?
No, it's just they threw it up on their webpage.
Okay.
Because ESPN wants to be everything to everybody now.
Yes.
Like that song.
Yes.
Everything to everyone. Who sang that?
I don't know. As you can tell, we're both pretty tired and delirious.
Yep, good night.
Okay.
Oh, no, they probably want their full half hour. All right, I'm back. I'm back. You got me for another 27 minutes. I don't know. That was a good 3 minutes. So, Miss Bliss won, which led to a hilarious snapshot
that
for me.
That was such a quick freaking match, though.
They are burying Bayley. Maybe they should have sent Bayley to SmackDown, because, goddamn, Raw does not know what to do with her.
Yeah, because
they fucked up her
really
first
weird
title reign.
Yeah.
And it's just been downhill ever since then.
Mm-hmm. And SmackDown could use a couple more women wrestlers for their women's division.
As long as they take the belt off Naomi. She's annoying me. We'll get to that. Her and her receding hairline. She's like LeBron James. That's topical because NBA Finals are going on.
Yes.
Cleveland's down 2-0.
Down 2-0?
Yep.
Oh, man. I saw them lose
the
first.
Bet you the Miz and Dolph Ziggler aren't too happy about that.
Probably not.
But then when the Miz goes back home to Cleveland, he can say he's the city's only champ and hold up the belt.
Works out for the Miz.
Does. Did him heat in his hometown.
Exactly.
The Fatal 5-Way. Surprise ending. Joe won.
Yeah, I did not see that coming at all.
No one saw it coming.
Because we were just already mentally preparing ourselves.
For Roman Reigns to win.
To be shoved down our throats yet again.
And then Finn started making that comeback like, is Finn going to win? Then going, I was like, is my prophecy going to come true with the Balor Club reform and everything like that? And that didn't happen. Joe choked him out.
The Balor Club still could happen, but.
You know what my favorite thing about that Fatal 5-Way was? The merry-go-round with the steps that Bray and Joe did. That shit was hilarious.
Around the ring. That was
pretty funny. I will give Roman credit. When everyone else started fighting each other and he was just trolling the fans in the middle of the ring, that shit was good. He was like, I ain't going to fight.
Yeah. And they definitely had me fooled at the end when he started no-selling everything.
Well, he just does that. That's not them fooling you. That's just Roman Reigns not knowing how to wrestle.
Yeah. He did that on the next night on Raw. And then it went, how it normally goes.
Yeah, which I missed the first hour of Raw because our freaking baseball game went forever because we got 17 runs. could be. Yeah.
I mean, the only thing you really missed was Joe's segment with Heyman.
Unfortunately.
Which was the best
thing. I did get to watch it, though.
Oh, did you watch the whole thing?
Yeah, I watched it.
Yeah, was I right?
No, that's pretty good. He was amazing. And I like how he had Paul Heyman scared.
Yeah, that was great.
Dude, how great would it be if Paul Heyman turns on Brock and that's how Joe wins the title?
That'd be pretty cool. I mean, it's happened before. I don't remember. I think it might be a Big Show.
Taylor, come here. Come here, Taylor. Come here. Come here. Come here, Taylor. Oh, you want to be on the podcast?
She's already on the podcast.
Taylor Shirt. How's it going? What did you think of the Fatal 5-Way?
Roof. It was okay.
What do you think of Roman Reigns?
Roof, he sucks.
Yeah, I don't care about him either.
Good.
Do you want me to put you down?
Maybe.
Too bad. You're right here. A man does not have a small dog so that he cannot carry it around.
Words to live by.
Exactly.
Oh, Taylor.
So anyways, moving on to Raw, as we were talking about already. The Joe segment was pretty cool.
There really wasn't a whole lot to it.
No, I don't remember much about Raw.
Yeah, I mean, there really just wasn't much.
Really should have written everything out on the board so I could remember.
Well, I mean...
Oh, the Miz's celebration was great.
The Miz's celebration was good.
We thought Dean was the bear, and he attacked some random
We thought he was inside of a box, and it was a grandfather clock.
I knew that was BS, but I did think he was the bear. And then he was the camera guy.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
I loved it when... I wonder if Maurice was cursing at him in French. You know, on the old I Love Lucy show,
yeah.
Desi Arnaz would curse in Spanish. They're like, no one's going to understand it.
Probably. So. She probably was.
All right, are you cold? Do you want down now?
Shivering. She's shivering like crazy.
I know. She's way. Like, put me down. Or does she want more loves? You get more loves. You smell. You're getting put down. And by put down, I mean getting the shotgun out in a second.
Goodness.
You better go hide, dog.
She's running.
No, she's not. She's coming back because she's a manimal. Yep. It's like, fuck you. Bring it. Steven, I'll make you eat that shotgun.
Goodness.
I'm not going to shoot my dog. I might shoot him.
Don't do that. Anyway. Let's move on. I see you staring at me, you son of a bitch.
By the way, you fucked up in the other podcast video. When I was doing that shit behind the door before I got joined in, you really should have zoomed in on me and done something. I just popped my head in. I'm deliriously power.
Which is why we need to get it going some more.
Just when I thought baseball was going to come to an end, I get conned into coaching the All-Star.
Yeah, I don't know how you got conned into that.
I got guilted into it. Because Harrison's doing the older kids, and he's like, someone's got to coach Sean, Connor, and Landon, and we don't want to trust anybody else. And I was like, fuck. He got me on that one.
Oh, man. The
whole reason why I coach because I don't want anybody fucking up my son's game. No, seriously, that is a big concern, because after this past football season, which is why I'm probably going to coach football. Actually, I'm going to try to steer Sean playing fall baseball. Really don't like the football league down here. They're half-assed. And we're not joining a travel team, because I've seen that Friday night tykes after SmackDown or Raw, whichever one it airs after. And no, those people are insane.
Yeah, I the premise of that show, I'm like, I don't know why I'd want to watch it.
I don't know why people would want their kids playing for assholes like that.
That too. I haven't watched the show. I could just by from the commercials. I could tell this is just okay. Basically, we're watching a bunch of assholes boss around some kids.
Yeah, it's kind of like, all right, parents out there. Real talk, me and you. I tend to do a real talk once a month. Anyways, real talk. If your kid is not in high school and his coach is yelling at him, get your kid off that fucking team. I've never once yelled at a kid. Come close to yelling at my own son. Mostly when I told him not to steal home and he stole home and got thrown out. I was about to yell, what did I just fucking say? But I didn't.
But that was a dad moment.
Yeah, that was a dad moment. That was my son's not listening to me, not a player not listening to my own fucking son. Just freaking Connor. So this is... We ended up in a 17-17 tie because we don't go into extra innings in the 12 and under league. We should have tied. We should have won. Bad call by the umps. A really bad call by the umps. Yeah. First off, I'm going to set the stage.
This was the last game, right?
Yeah, this was the last game. This was Monday's game. Connor was up. Gave him the take sign because the pitcher on the mound was not throwing strikes. He literally just threw 12 straight balls to walk the bases loaded. So I'm like, Connor, take. Give him the take sign. Hopefully no other coaches for our league is watching this since I'm doing my take sign right now. And what does Connor do? Same thing he did the last time I gave him the take sign. Swung away. Got a decent hit. Mm-hmm. Hit it to shortstop, I want to say. And the shortstop goes to throw the ball. It's close play. Mm-hmm. At least it looks close.
Yeah.
Except the first baseman's like 3 feet off the fucking bag. Mm. And they call him out. And the thing is, I'm about to go yell at some 15-year-old umpire. Because mm-hmm. I'm pissed about that. Mm. And Harrison's like, don't do it, Josh. And he just kind of walks me away for a second. He's like, I got this. Because Harrison's in charge of the umpires for the league. And I was like, how the fuck did they screw that up?
Mm.
I was pissed. And so that cost us, because we didn't get 5 runs in that inning, so that cost us a couple runs, which would mean going to the last inning, we'd have been down by less than 5 runs, and when we scored 5 runs, we would have won. Back to wrestling. Sorry.
Yeah.
Had to go on that little tangent, because I wasn't going to wait till Friday. I'll probably have something else to bitch about from baseball to cheer about Friday. Yeah. But it was a good game, though. Sean went 3-for-4, 3 RBIs, scored 4 runs, so he accounted for 7 runs. So he's got almost half the runs we scored.
There you go.
But yeah, so yeah, Raw, other than the Joe thing, the Miz celebration, Alexa Bliss had an interesting match.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
I like how she got herself disqualified, though. Or no, she got Nia Jax disqualified.
Yes, she did.
And then Nia Jax beat up the other two, Mickey and Dana Brooke.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what they're going to do in that whole thing.
Do you have a hickey right there?
No.
Who's sucking on your neck?
The fuck are you talking about?
You have like a hickey right here.
I have no idea what that's from.
I know what it's from. Nelson's sucking face.
I would high five that if it was true, but it's not. Stop it! Now I'm paranoid. Now I have to go look in the mirror when we're done. Because I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I really don't. It's a hickey. Anyway, let's get back to this.
Anyway, sorry. I'm so tired.
I'm so
tired. So SmackDown. Moving on to SmackDown. The highlight of the night, the Fashion Files.
That was fantastic.
That was hilarious.
It was even funnier than
last
week's.
Led to a great tweet by Billy Kidman, because he was up there, Kidman, and he was like, don't I get like 7 years? That was pretty good. Billy Kidman responding to that. But it was great because they started out the skit in black and white. Then we go to the hallway. I thought the skit was over. We see the New Day. And they walk into the room and it goes back to black and white. And Dango and Breezy are talking in their heads to each other. Can they not hear us? I don't think they can. And New Day's just kind of standing there. Oh,
I like how they got him rompers.
It was great.
It was pretty funny.
And freaking Breezy put his on.
He put that shit on quick.
I know. He's like, fuck yeah.
I feel like he might have had one underneath his other clothes.
I hope so, because he got naked in front of all of them. He couldn't have gone far.
Nah, not at all. Plus, those things don't look like they're easy to get in and out of.
No. I don't know why. See, the thing is, people are making a big deal about the rompers. I don't think any guy's actually buying them. Some fashion person just threw it out there, and people were like, oh.
Like, I feel like the only people wearing them are probably models for, like, photo
shows. Yeah. I will believe it's a thing when I see someone on the street wearing one.
If he was wearing one, whatever, dude, I don't care. I'm not going to wear one.
I'm going to float your boat.
Hey, whatever.
I don't even like wearing shorts, so you know I'm not going to be in one.
Josh in a romper would be funny.
My legs are pale as the
Photoshop.
Whatever. If it gets us clicks, I don't give a shit.
Yeah. That's the thumbnail for the podcast for next week.
Yeah. Nah, just make a Photoshop of me and Breezy like this and rompers.
There you go.
That can be the Photoshop for this podcast. You're not going to do it. I'm going to forget to do it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what's going to happen.
Always broken promises in these podcasts, because we always say we're going to do. Though this one, we shouldn't break promises, considering you edit it right after we film it. Unlike the Friday night podcast, which you edit on Monday night, which we forgot everything we said we were
going
to do.
Well, you know, we're going into the weekend.
I even listened to the podcast. Like, I said I was going to put a link. I can't find where I said that. I don't know what link I'm talking about. It's like, fuck it. It's going up.
There was a link? Holy shit.
I said I was going to put a link in the description, and I listened to, like, three quarters of that podcast. Like, I don't see where I'm saying a link. I got to get to other stuff. Fuck it. It's going up.
Yeah.
Didn't have to make a thumbnail for that one, because we had the perfect thumbnail with the loading screen for Friday the 13th. It worked. Like, yes!
Oh, is that what the thumbnail came up for YouTube?
Yeah, I was
YouTube?
Like, I love it when I don't have to actually make a thumbnail, because I'm lazy. So, we got the women's Money in the Bank revealed, which is about the size of your lunchbox. So
it's gonna be smell, it's funny. It's rolled up.
Yeah, it looks nice. I mean, it's white and gold.
Yeah, it's a cool design.
Looks better than the guy's one, which is blue again. Which I don't even know why they need their own color, considering it, I guess it's a SmackDown only pay-per-view, though.
Yeah.
Though what I wish they would do, they'd have like a Raw Money in the Bank thing, too, so they just steal Raw talent also, throw it on the SmackDown one. That'd be good.
That'd be funny.
Or, you know what I kind of hope? Shinsuke wins, and then if Brock retains against Joe, he cashes it in at Great Balls of Fire and becomes the Universal Champ. How cool would that be?
That'd be pretty cool.
All that red leather he's got, and then he rocks the red Universal title. Yeah. That'd be pretty
Speaking
awesome.
Of Great Balls of Fire, why is that the name of the pay-per-view?
I'm assuming Vince McMahon's a very big Jerry Lee Lewis fan.
Goodness gracious. Great Balls of Fire! Either that or he's like, someone's like, we need a pay-per-view name. iPhone or iPod. Great Balls of Fire.
it's like... Of all the song titles to pick, that's not even close to like something that would be wrestling-wise. It's like, yeah. I don't get it. I really don't get it.
It's so weird. I'm
not going to touch on how everybody's drawing the logo to a dick.
Yeah. The graphics for the, like, have you noticed how they had, like, hot rods in there? And all I could think is, are you trying to make another Fastlane? Just calling it Great Balls of Fire?
I don't know. It's
just really weird. Odd choice.
Put the refs on skates and make it like a sock hop, soda shop, malt place.
The pay-per-view's out of Sonic.
We were just out of Sonic this weekend. That's good. I haven't been to Sonic in a while.
Well, it's good. Delicious.
It is. They're too far away. We need a Jack in the Box here.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Back to the show.
Yes!
God, this is so... I need to just make the teleprompter every week. I got lazy this week, and we've got nothing.
Yeah, it doesn't help that you're tired and I'm tired, but you're obviously more tired than I am.
I've got baseball tomorrow, and then I got baseball Friday. Then I got to be up at 8:30 to draft the All-Star team. No, I have to be at the field at 8:30 to draft the All-Star team on Saturday.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, man. Oh, fuck me. Why do I agree to volunteer to be a mentor and do nice things for children? I hate children. I hate people. God, I just got to stop. Maybe if I DDT a kid, they'll stop asking me to coach.
I think you'll have a whole other set of problems if you do that.
I got 99 problems and a DDT ain't one.
Was there anything else on SmackDown?
AJ Dolph too, because we didn't podcast last week. We didn't talk about Dolph getting a clean win over AJ, which was awesome.
Yes.
And AJ getting a clean win over Dolph. Are we going to have a rubber match sometime soon? I don't know, but I want them to have a proper feud. Yeah. Not just matches, but a proper feud.
I feel like the rubber match would be at Money in the Bank.
And goddamn it.
Wait,
why aren't we going to... Why have we not gotten a phenomenal forearm into a super kick?
Because they haven't faced each other enough yet, I guess.
Bullshit, that should have happened in the first match if Dolph was going to win clean. I hope
they're
happened.
Saving it for the rubber match.
I hope they save it for Money in the Bank. Like, he goes for the phenomenal forearm.
Yeah.
I want one of two things to happen with that phenomenal forearm. He catches a super kick, or someone chucks the ladder at him.
Ooh, that would suck.
I want one or both to happen. Maybe someone chucks the ladder at him, he falls down, he stumbles up, super kick. Mm. And I get kind of both. That'd be great.
I just want him to outdo Shelton Benjamin's...
That sounds like Mario Kart in the background. I know, like... But he would get more height than Shelton Benjamin did.
Yeah.
And it would make it even more epic.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. But one can only dream.
Yep.
I'm Breezy. Welcome to the Fashion Files.
I like how... I love how they speak to each other telepathically without even realizing.
You can hear me? Yeah, I can hear you. They can't hear us.
Oh, that's going to be great.
I just want a whole 30-minute episode of Fashion Files.
Maybe one day.
It is so good. God, I hope they at least get a title shot again and win.
That'd be nice.
But how great do you think Xavier Woods like being on SmackDown? Because now he's with his best buddy Breezy again.
Oh, I'm sure.
They're even, like, interacting.
Yeah, I'm sure he's loving every minute of that.
Yeah, because I know he's missed him because a couple times on Up, Up, Down, Down, he's talked about missing Breezy. So, glad they're back. Oh, speaking of Up, Up, Down, Down, so they had the Madden Files finale not too long ago. It was AJ versus Seth.
Mm-hmm.
And Seth had to come to SmackDown for it. So all the SmackDown people are giving him shit. And someone threw a cigarette at him.
Oh, wow.
Security didn't want to let him in at first. It was just beep, beep. It's pretty funny. The whole entrance. They were all talking shit. And freaking AJ rage quitted. They tried to give AJ the second place trophy and he broke it. And Seth was like, you know what's better than winning this trophy? I made someone rage quit.
Oh, I have to go back and watch that video.
It's like 30 minutes long. It's pretty good, though.
Yeah, because I haven't got a chance to watch it yet, but I will do that soon.
Yep, so no pay-per-view this weekend. Thank God.
Thank goodness.
That's partially the reason why I'm tired, because freaking up late for the pay-per-view, then up late for baseball and Raw.
Yeah.
Luckily, SmackDown's over at 10. I went to
thank goodness.
I know, right? So that's about covers it. Had some good matches. Overall, what would you rate? What was the pay-per-view
called? Extreme Rules.
Extreme Rules. See, I keep forgetting it's called Extreme Rules because there was like nothing extreme about that.
Yeah, like they had some things that they wanted to make you believe that was extreme.
I'd give it a solid B.
Yeah.
The first and the last match were great. The tag match was pretty good.
I'm gonna go with a B minus just because it was good, but not a lot really stands out right now to me.
Yeah. Because I'm only thinking of like four matches right now off the top of my head.
And I know there was a Cruiserweight Championship match.
Oh, that's right. That was really good, actually. That was a really good match. I just always forget about the Cruiserweights. But the reason why I forgot it was a Cruiserweight match...
There was two Cruiserweight matches, technically. Because I also forgot about Sasha Banks' match.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that match sucked.
Basically, I feel like they put her with those three people to...
To give it a rub.
Give it a
but
rub.
But no, the reason why I forgot the Cruiserweight title match was a Cruiserweight match, because it was a good match I wanted to watch. And, like, everything else the Cruiserweights have done since their inception.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, like, the only Cruiserweight thing, which is what I like, because it took it back kind of like the WCW days of the Cruiserweights, where when you had, like, Eddie and Benoit and Malenko and Jericho, where it wasn't all about the high-flying spots. You actually watched wrestling with
them. Oh, yeah. Malenko's matches. Oh, man.
Yeah. And that's what that match was like, because the only high-flying spot I can remember was... The whatever arrow thing.
The red arrow?
Red arrow, yeah, that he does. And he hit him on the back, and then boom, into the Rings of Saturn right after that, which was cool. So, yeah, that's why I forgot it was a Cruiserweight
match. I love the fact that they brought back the Rings of Saturn with him.
Yeah.
Because I forgot if that move existed, and I forgot how vicious it looked.
Yeah, he does it more vicious than I think Perry did.
Yeah.
So I was really hoping the belt would come off Neville. I really wanted Austin Aries to win it.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
But what I would also like, and I think this would help the Cruiserweights out, if they interacted more with the main roster. Because also the Cruiserweights in WCW did have matches against the bigger guys,
Oh, yeah, too. They did. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, and if you just look at Austin Aries from NXT, he can have matches with bigger guys. Neville had matches with bigger guys. Yeah. So you could do that.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. They could have just had, like, Apollo Crews and Kalisto interact with those guys, because technically they're not...
Kalisto's a Cruiserweight. I don't know about Apollo Crews. He's pretty buff.
But he's a main roster guy that they interact with. And you know they would have some really good matches.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. But no, what I would like is, like, The Miz versus Neville. Like, have The Miz have him on his show, and then Neville just disrespects him, because I don't think Neville likes it. Anyone. So just have Neville talk shit to him, and then you get a match there. Yeah. And maybe have Austin Aries on The Miz's show, and The Miz gives him shit for losing Neville, and Aries challenges him. Maybe put Aries in the IC title area. So, I mean, there's a lot they could do with some of these Cruiserweights.
Yeah.
That would also make the Cruiserweight division stand
out. Oh, yeah. I mean, Neville has shown that he's good on the mic.
As a heel. Face.
Not as a face. He was boring as a face.
Austin Aries is awesome on the mic.
Yeah.
So,
some of those guys have a lot of talent.
There you go, WWE. Once again, I solved one of your problems. You're not going to listen to me.
you're just stubborn. You're just going to shove Roman Reigns' arrow through it some more.
So, on that note, where Nelson was just jerking off his forearm, we're going to end it. I'm going to say goodnight, Canada.
Goodnight, Canada.
Okay. Not quite.